Paddington Abroad by Michael Bond, read by Jean Fode.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Paddington Abroad. Chapter 1. Paddington Prepares. Paddington was in a mess. As he was the sort of bear who often got himself into trouble, he wasn't really surprised. But as he stood up and looked round his bedroom, even he had to admit it was worse than usual. There were maps and pieces of paper everywhere, not to mention several nasty-looking marmalade stains and a long trail of paw prints. The paw prints started on a map which was spread across the eiderdown on his bed. It was a large map of London, and in the middle, by the first paw mark, there was a circle which marked the position of the Brown's house at number 32 Windsor Gardens. The trail led from the Brown's house, across the map in a southerly direction, over the end of the bed, and onto another map, which lay on the floor at the foot. From there it carried on, still going south, until it reached the English Channel, and yet a third map by the window which showed the north coast of France. There the trail ended in a soggy mess, made up of old cake crumbs, a small pile of marmalade, and a blob of red ink. Paddington gave a deep sigh as he dipped his paw absent-mindedly into the concoction. He tried kneeling on the floor and peering at his room through half-closed eyes, but if anything, the mess looked even worse, because from so low down, all he could see were the bumps and ridges. Just as he was about to lie back and consider the matter...